Jason, what's going on, man? It's Dennis
with Dennis. Clark. How you doing, Dennis?
Doing well, doing well. Just doing my job, I guess. But I thought I'd check in with you. Hector said that you were trying to figure out which system you wanted to work with and whatnot.
Yeah, we got the truck dropped off. I'm assuming they picked the system out that they wanted, right? Correct?
Oh, I don't know that. Last thing I heard from him was that he said that you were still waiting to figure out which one you're gonna choose.
What time? When did you? Have you talked to him today?
To be honest, I've been so freaking busy. I think it was yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, he should have it. He should. We made a decision, so he should have all the stuff ready for you.
Okay. Good. I'll let him know that.
Well, I'm actually in San Diego Zoo right now.
Are you? It's a cool place, huh? I like
dude,
reptiles.
This place is huge, dude.
It's a big, big zoo. Yeah. My favorite part is the reptile part. But
we haven't been to that one yet. That's where we're gonna end up at.
Have you taken the tram across the top yet?
No. Well, actually, me and my wife just talked about that. We're just about to do that.
That's so cool. It's so cool that you're here. I wanted to tell you also, if you go to the llama area.
Yeah.
I was there the first time they ever saw a dog. So llamas they're dumb in general, right? They're not very smart animals.
Yeah.
But when I was there, my friend had his he's got PTSD and whatnot from
he's got a service dog.
Service dog. So when they saw the dog, they'd never seen a dog before. So they went crazy and they were running all over the place looking at the dog. It was hilarious. But that's funny. Funny
stuff.
That
place is cool, man.
It's cool. It's really cool. Yeah.
Cool.
Check out the pandas.
So I guess we already looked at the pandas. They were freaking badass.
Yeah, it's cool. And the koala bears.
Yeah, that's the thing we have to go look. We just looked at the hippos and the gorillas.
Gorillas are cool. It's a great zoo. It's actually one of the best zoos in
It's way better than our Houston Zoo. Our Houston Zoo ain't nothing like this, dude. Houston Zoo, it don't have, like, all the shade, and it's just horrible.
That's why I tell you that going back to Texas is my last resort.
Oh, dude, this weather is unbelievable, ain't it?
This is a beautiful day, too. Yeah, it's really nice out.
Yeah. Well, get with Hector and find out, and then that way you can contact me. I mean, whatever you need, call me.
Not a problem. I think we're good. I just need to get an invoice from him.
Yeah.
That way I can give you a payment. I think you're going to be stuck at 36 months, though.
Okay, what is it?
But it's still going to be about the same.
Are we still looking around $300 a month?
It might be a little bit more if it's 36 months. Maybe
Is that like I'm purchasing in it, right?
Yes, you're going to own it at the end.
Okay.
Well, it's up to you. You can tell me if you want to do a dollar buyout or if you want to do a fair market lease or something like that. I'd recommend if you don't think that you're going to own it at the end to do a dollar buyout, because that way we're obligated and I'm on your team, not my bank's team, you know?
Okay.
So if you go that route, then you can actually negotiate at the end of the contract as far as whether you want to own it or not.
Would a dollar buyout be cheaper, like, per month?
No, it's all the same.
What do you think we're looking at payment though, if it's around $11,000?
If it's 36 months, you're probably going to be looking at around the high 400s, like maybe.
Oh God. They won't go any longer than 36.
Well, your approval didn't go that route. I can ask for a longer term, but.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, it's because those damn medical bills that you didn't know about.
The medical bills ain't mine.
They're not?
My wife's already disputed them. They're, They're at hospitals I've never even been to in my life.
Oh, really? Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry for
like she's already disputed them. Yeah, none of them doctor bills are mine.
It's kind of what I figured. It didn't reflect correctly on your credit report, so I didn't think it was for you. But I know you're with your family and having fun. I might be able to get a longer term if you're able to prove that those weren't yours.
Yeah. I mean, how could I? Do you have proof that you, April, do you have proof that you you protested them or whatever? She said she did electronically.
Yes, if she can provide proof that...
I don't know.
We have to have the feedback from them first.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to prove that. So he's saying, is there any way we can prove that, though? That you protest?
Yeah, there's a way, definitely. But you have to get feedback from them, from the credit bureaus, or whoever...
Feedback from them?
Well, on my end, I need feedback so I can show my underwriter that these were false medical claims that were never yours. And I remember you telling me that. It's like it could be Jose from Jose Cuervo.
And the bad thing is these hospitals, these are hospitals that I've never been to, like ever. Like I've been in a hospital one time in my life. You know what I mean? So it was definitely somebody used my social security number or something.
Yeah, somebody, and I tell you what, buddy, there's so much fraud out there when it comes to medical. People can grab your social and go to the hospital to get a boob job,
because before they do that, before they put that deal on, I need to make sure I can, you know, I need to try to get that around $300 a month. I wasn't looking at the high fours at 36 months.
I can ask for an extension, but for me to structure it with my underwriting department, I need to also have proof that it wasn't you, and that might take some time. So it's up to you. I can ask for an extension.
I can actually do
another thing. There's another way we can go about it as well. I did this because I didn't want to attach it to the title of the vehicle. So just so you know, once this, if you go this route, it's not attached to the title of the vehicle. We don't need to hold the title for collateral. I can go a route where we can attach it to the title of the vehicle.
Okay.
And get that approval and probably get a longer term. But then again, they hold the title. I trust that you'll pay your bills. I mean, obviously you do.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the crazy thing about them doctor bills when it showed up my credit report. I've never received a doctor bill. Oh, she says under Jason Timms.
Someone that had a close name to you. So it's probably what happened was the person in the office just threw the bill underneath someone's name that was close to yours.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. Which sucks, man. I'm sorry. That's bullshit. But...
Without a doubt.
But it'll be taken care of. I'm glad it's not yours because I didn't want you to have to pay.
Well, hell no. I mean, I don't... If you look, I don't have no... I mean, I don't have a history of not paying my bills at all.
No, you definitely pay your bills. I saw that.
I mean, I've paid vehicles off.
No,
like that's the only thing I do. I pay my bill, and that's. I mean.
Well, I saw on your. Well, that's one of the things I told you when I first started talking to you is that.
Yeah,
you pay your bills. I knew I was going to get an approval. I just knew that might be something that pops up because it shows that you have over $5,000 in debt owed, and.
How much do I have to put down?
All you have to do is your first month's and last month's payment, and there might be a doc fee of about $300.
Yeah.
But the first month's and last month's payment, obviously, they go towards the actual loan itself.
Okay.
So you won't have to make your first and last. And there will also be a interim fee, which The way to explain that, I guess, is the best way to explain it is that if you had an apartment that you put your money down on, but you didn't move in till the... So you put your money down on the 12th, and you didn't put your money into the... You didn't move in till the 1st. Yeah. It's like a... There's an interim fee, but it's not much. It's not going to be much at all. Like, maybe a couple $100.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like, it's no big hell. I'm already looking at that's about $1,200, $1,300 just put down on that thing. $1,500 if you're looking at... You're saying there's two fees? An interim fee and what else? A doc fee?
Right, there's a doc fee and the interim rent is what they call it.
Lord have mercy. All right, well...
These are all tax write-offs and...
Yeah.
It is what it is. But I'll try to get you a longer term. I'll actually email my... Just give you a longer term as is.
Okay, let me know.
All right, we'll do it.
All right, thanks, Ben.
You too.